I got into the bunk and I began to shiver. Then all of a sudden the lights went out and I said, "Come on, mate, we've been hit. The lights have gone out." So he said, "Where are we going?" I said, "I know where I'm going. I'm going back on the upper deck." Well, as I went to go up the steps, up the stairs, all the soldiers were coming down. So I said, "Stop! Get back up, we've been hit." And they turned round as though I was a general. They just went straight back up. And I got back on the upper deck, and there was a leading radio operator off my ship, and I can't remember his name, but he said to me, "God, don't Doc," he says, "stay with me, I'll look after you." And he put his greatcoat around my shoulders. Then the next thing I heard was, "Abandoned ship." So I just threw this off my shoulders and I went to the paddle on the Crested Eagle, and it just rose up like that. And I looked down, miles down there. And I thought, well, I can't stop here. So I jumped in the water. And as I came up, somebody else jumped in and I pushed me down under again.